Our musical guest here today, Melissa Greener, who hails from Nashville, originally from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Melissa, I don't know the name of the song you're going to sing for us. What is it?
It's Ghost in the Van.
Ghost in the Van.
Yes.
Melissa Greener on Current State.
Someone said your name across the crowded room. Someone from your history. Someone who knew you well, well before me. I felt the whispers and the blood in my veins. Vaporized from sight, I smelled the sulfur. I heard the rattling chains all throughout the night. My lover is a ghost in the van, ghost in my bed. My lover is a ghost of a man, ghost in my head. We reach the same point on our maps, but always separately. We got a strange way of doing that. You're my lover, I never see. Chasing footprints that only disappear. Floating coast to coast, it's been the death of us after so many years. But I won't give up the ghost. My lover is a ghost in the van, ghost in my bed. My lover is a ghost of a man, ghost in my head. Coast, rising, setting suns and moons, here and gone again too soon. It's so lonely loving you. Now it's late at night when I pick up the phone. My fingers touch the key. I hear the haunting drone of the dial tone. I hang up and try to sleep, but I can't sleep when my lover is a ghost in the van, ghost in my bed. My lover is a ghost of a man, ghost in my head. My lover is a ghost in the van, ghost in my bed. My lover is a ghost of a man, ghost in my head.
Melissa Greener on Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. You have caught everybody's attention here today, and that is a high compliment. You sound just fantastic. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And to learn all about you. Melissa will be in East Lansing to perform at tonight's Pump House concert. And Melissa grew up in the Detroit area. She now calls Nashville home, and her most recent album is called Transistor Corazon, recorded in Nashville and released in 2013. You describe yourself as a folk crooner.
Right.
Well, how do you define crooning exactly?
I don't know. I just made it up. when I was a kid, my mom was a singer, actually. She sang, she used to sing in like lounges and from what I'm told, she sang in the lounge of the Playboy Club in Detroit back in the day. Mm. And I grew up, you know, one of my first albums that I ever had of my own was a Frank Sinatra record.
Okay.
And so that kind of crooning, like torch songs and old standards and show tunes and things like that, that's sort of in my DNA in
so
a way.
So between your mom and Sinatra, you come by it pretty honestly. I thought of Chris Isaak. I had never heard of folk crooner until I visited your website, and I flashed on Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Just
love it.
Wow. That's like 50% desperation and 50% eroticism all rolled up into one. It's really, really good stuff. So you're aware of Chris Isaak.
Yes.
And others. Are there other folk crooners that you would like to emulate?
I don't know. I guess like... I mean, just off the top of my head, I hadn't thought of it, but like maybe Jeff Buckley, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know. He does a bit of crooning or did a bit of crooning.
You grew up in the Detroit area. You graduated from Farmington Harrison High School, and you moved away at the age of 17. You started living on your own at 17? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Well, I went traveling. I had all my credits in, and so I was able to leave high school a semester early. And I went to travel, and you know how the story goes. Young woman travels overseas, meets man, falls in love, and doesn't come home again.
Sounds like the musician's life to me.
Yeah.
You spent some time living and teaching in China as well. How did that come about?
I was pursuing a career in studio pottery. I was a ceramic artist for several years and went to school for that. And I have a degree in ceramics for whatever that's worth. And I had a year where I was, you know, sort of up for grabs and I wasn't sure what I was going to do to further my ceramics education. And the professor that I was working under in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where I was in school, had been affiliated with this institute in the small village in China where all the world's porcelain once came from.
Oh.
So I went to the small village to learn about the clay culture and have a studio practice of my own and to teach.
All of the world's porcelain used to come from one small village in China.
That's right. It occurs naturally in the ground, this very fine white clay.
Oh, interesting. You've spent a lot of time collaborating with the great Texas musician Guy Clark. How did you become acquainted with Guy Clark?
Yeah, my relationship with Guy is still very new, I guess, just in the last couple of years. But I met Guy through a mutual friend, Buddy Mondlock, who actually was discovered by Guy Clark 25 years ago at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas, in the Hill Country.
And you, how long were you in Austin?
I lived in Austin for several years. I can't remember. I would have to do math, and it's still too early in the morning for that.
How does your work fit in with Guy Clark's and vice versa?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I have all of his records, and I've studied his songs for years, and he's one of the absolute masters of songwriting in his style in particular. I don't know. I don't feel like my songs do what his songs do. I wish they did. But there are some parallels for sure. Just, you know, economy of words and really telling a story and conveying a feeling. And I mean, in my opinion, that's what a good song should do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Before you arrived here in East Lansing this week, you spent some time teaching at a songwriting camp up north called the Lamb's Retreat in Harbor Springs.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Oh, this year was the 20th anniversary, the 20th year that John D. Lamb, great songwriter and organizer in Detroit, started all those years back. And he has several staff members come and teach to a group of attendees. And some of those attendees are, you know, quite great in their own rights. And it was just a great time to, there's a period of days where it was an artist in residence, so I could really sit and work on my own songs. And then the weekend was teaching and mentoring and performing as well.
Do you perform only original songs, or do you perform other people's stuff too?
I throw in a choice cover song here and there. I've recorded some just because, you know, that's what I grew up listening to, and those I feel like interpreting songs is something that I can do well. And it's always, you know, there are songs out there that I wish I had written, or, you know, or say something so perfectly that there's no way that I could write on that subject just like that is. So I think there is a lot of validity to a well-chosen cover song.
I think I was really just about mesmerized by the name of your most recent CD, Transistor Corazon. Those words go together so poetically. What does that mean? Where did that come from?
That's another thing that I just kind of made up. I had been brainstorming titles for this album for a while, even some months, as the songs were getting written. And I was trying to find a title that would encapsulate the theme of the songs that were being written, which were mostly about sort of complicated love situations, not necessarily romantic, but and maybe that's redundant to say because love is complicated anyway. But Transistor Corazon was just one of those titles that brainstormed right out, and it stuck, and I knew immediately that's what the title of the album should be. And then I thought, oh, well, I should maybe try to write a song called Transistor Corazon.
To go with the album. Yeah, those words just stick together. They resonate in some poetic way, and I'm not really sure why, but I think you've hit something.
Oh, good. I don't think we have to know why about those kinds of things.
No, I think you're right. You're moving on to perform in Europe, not for the first time, I understand. Ireland, Scotland, England, and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
exciting. When, yeah. when do you go there, and what's that like?
I'll be heading over there just after Easter, and I first go to Ireland, and then Scotland, England, Germany, Denmark, Netherlands as well.
Is that invigorating in a way that playing in the States is not?
It is. Well, I mean, sure, just for the sheer excitement of it and the adventure of it, which I'm an avid adventurer anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they listen in a whole other way over there, and they appreciate things in a different way. And as an American playing American style music, I think that there's some kind of authenticity that they can latch onto that, you know, they can't mm-hmm. get over there for themselves.
Melissa Greener plays at the Pump House tonight at 7 o'clock on Orchard Street in East Lansing. It's been our pleasure to have her with us here this morning. Her latest CD is called Transistor Corazon. She's going to play us out after I remind you that Monday on Current State, our Great Lakes Month in Review, studies the environmental issues that made news in November. We bid a fond farewell as well to one of our own here at WKAR, classical music host Mark Schwitzgable. What will WKAR be without Mark Schwitzgable? The whole world is going to change. That and more Monday on Current State. We're going to say goodbye with Melissa Greener. Melissa, it's been wonderful having you. Take us on out.
Thanks for having me.
The universe is infinite as the love inside of me. I long to feel that distant truth so it might set me free. Oh Lord, set me free. Here on earth I bleed and cry, my mind a caged beast. How far to fly, to feel that sweet release. Oh, sought all kinds of earthly joys to grow my spark aflame.